This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. November 7th is Election Day, but if you live on the Treasure Coast, there's not much on the ballot. In Martin County, there are referendums in Stewart and Indiantown. Nothing on the ballot in St. Lucie County, and there are municipal elections in Vero Beach and Sebastian in Indian River County, as well as a referendum in Vero Beach as well. Still, if you want to vote in a November election, you need to be registered by tomorrow. And that's now not as hard as it used to be.
You would go to registertovoteflorida.gov, and once you get to that page, you're going to click register or update. So you can register for the first time, or you can make changes to your voter registration record.
Stephanie Nelson is the Communications and Outreach Coordinator with the Indian River County Supervisor of Elections Office. She's on the state's new online voter registration page.
So there are a few introductory questions related to eligibility. So you just go through those. Are you a citizen of the United States of America? Yes. I affirm that I am not a convicted felon, or if I am, my right to vote has been restored. Click yes. And I affirm that I have not been adjudicated mentally incapacitated with respect to voting, or if I have, my right to vote has been restored. So I click yes.
The opportunity to register or change your voter information online became available to all state residents October 1st, says Supervisor of Elections Leslie Swan.
And there's only one caveat to that. In order to submit your application electronically, you have to either have a Florida driver's license or a Florida ID card. And that being so we can get your signature clip that they have at the DHSMV. So we can use that so we have a signature to compare if you're voting by mail ballot, if you're signing a candidate petition, because we always have to have that signature on file.
You don't have to provide a copy of your driver's license, but Swan says when filling out the online registration form, there is a field that asks for your driver's license or ID card number, as well as a portion asking for the last four digits of your Social Security number.
And you think about it, when you go to register, when you get your driver's license, that information is electronically suspended to us, and that's been going on for years and years. So it was a logical step for online voter registration. So the state said that they have set up this whole system and they've put safeguards in place.
When you do cast your ballot in Indian River County, you'll soon be getting a new I Voted sticker, which has a whole new look. This sticker was picked by a contest open to Indian River County students. Stephanie Nelson says they had to extend the deadline due to Hurricane Irma, but they did have dozens of entries and a winner. He's William Johnson, a junior at St. Edward's School.
So he actually localized his design by depicting Indian River County. It was a seascape, so it was a view basically looking at Indian River County from the ocean. So you could see a bit of the coral reef and then the beach and then the iconic spires, the largest buildings on the beach. And they kind of stick out just because they're taller than the rest of them in the picture.
The sticker will be localized with Indian River County and will be given to voters when the current stickers run out. In all, 37 designs were submitted from 6 of the county schools. We'll have a picture of the winning design and those who judged it on our website. There, we'll also have a link to the page where you can now register to vote in Florida online. That's WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.